jak Yeshua Duna.
In Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Kuf Samach, a special siman called Lase Zich Lechuvin. Chiyuvim, the person must do in order to continuously remember Lechuvin Abayis. A Yid always lives with a gefil, remembering as Wein Golus, and Chazal made lots of takonas that a person should always be conscious of the fact that we are in Golus, and whatever we have is not. A person builds a house, it's not the final house. The person who was longing and hoping to return to Eretz Yisrael. I saw in the Kuntres that one of the Eliklach of Rabbi Yashiv quoted, it was once said by his grandfather, Rabbi Yashiv, and somebody came in and said, "Mitzvah Hashem, Mitzvah Zayin, Mitzvah Zayin, Zayin, Gain, Akeg Mashiach Zidkenu, Bit Malkenu Bereshenu, Bit Rebbe, Zalfin Klal Yisrael, Akeg Mashiach." And Rabbi Yashiv said, "Anach, Gemminde, Veberush, Zalashan Kumun." Little nitty gritties, who's going to be at the head over there? Zalashen Kumun, we're watching from Shechtos Deike. As I left to eat once as a Tishbov, as a child, I went across to my grandfather, Avdun Aposha, just to see, I eat from the food of Kederis, where Tesky cooked a Tishbov. My grandfather actually had a very interesting anhoga they had for himself. He never used to sleep in Yerushalayim overnight. When I was walking there, Tzisrael, he used to come for matzahs, to bake matzahs in Yerushalayim at the time. He used to stay with my uncles. In Bnei Brak, they started baking early, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they finished late at night. He'd go back to Bnei Brak and come back to Shanan the next morning. He never said his reason, but one of the Eniklach asked him, why do you stay in Shanan overnight? It's much easier. So he said this, every time in Shemin Esra, I say, V'Rushalayim Be'echo Brachim Toshuv, I bet there will be should rebuild Yerushalayim. If I'd been in Yerushalayim overnight, I feel like I can manage without the Bais HaMikdash. I don't want to lose that gefil of feeling that I can't stay in Yerushalayim without the Bais HaMikdash. As I eat in the Friedrich Gaderi, slept and think, I was by the shiva of Rav Moshe Kopshitz. And then, so I'm sure some of you knew him, Rav Moshe Kopshitz was the Rav in Chanicha Yeshivas, Rav Meimah in Yerushalayim. A lot of the English early Mr. Davin in his Bais HaMikdash, Shayid Amoy, the Heed, was aided by Brad Peace from Newcastle over here. He came from Yerushalayim and Mishpacha. His wife showed me after he was nifta, she said she didn't even realize everything he conducted in his life made himself look like a posh tayid. She didn't know otherwise, and she thought, every yid in Yerushalayim is not kicking chatzos. Every night he's kicking chatzos. She showed me afterwards his siddur over there, mamash worn away at the side over there from the tears they used to shed every night over Chumen HaBayis. And then when they're holding by these daggers, that is, I'm not, I can't talk about other people, over Chol HaPochus, and we try to keep these takonas that Chazal made, to keep on remembering the Chumen HaBayis, that makes it easier to have this gefil. I saw once from one of the Choshev Roshivas in Eretz Yisrael, when they brought back the Koisel after one of the wars, and they came back into the hands of the Eden. So at the time, the Eden went there and were dancing by the Koisel. So one of the Shivas, they went to him and asked him, "Do you think it's right? Do you think it's wrong?" So he said, "I'll tell you one thing. I'm not saying whether it's right or whether it's wrong, but the gefil is zecher l'shto." He said, "Imagine they take somebody's mother and for nituchim esim. Inshallah, they're going to do autopsy on the mother and the children, and in the end, they win the rounds and the mother's released and they didn't do an autopsy and she's given for kavura." He said, "Do you think the children, ever happy they are, but they're going to dance around the mitzvah of the mother, Baruch Hashem, we didn't have nituchim esim, avadanish, we got you for kavura." So he said, "However, it's moedik, we got the koisel and taka, we can daven by the koisel, it's all very nice. Oh, but to dance around when there's no Bais HaMikdash over there, when there's a mosque over there, when it's not in Yiddish hands, we're not able to do the avodah, avada the gefil is not the right gefil." Chazal say, "Kol hamisabel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'simchasa." Anybody who's misabel in Yerushalayim is zoicha v'roya b'simchasa. Zoicha v'roya b'simchasa.
The
dance
in Chasoreh.
Pardon?
How the dance in Chasoreh?
No, but there the dancing is having the koisel back. You say you come to the koisel and you're dancing, you've got the koisel back. When you see a mosque on the koisel, you see not being able to do that void over here. That's not a complete simcha. We've got something, but a little bit of me'en de me'en of really what we're hoping for. Abel al Yerushalayim zeicha v'roya b'simchasa. Chazal say anybody who is misabel laments on the Chumen HaBayis will be zeicha to v'roya b'simchasa. Zeicha v'roya The Lashon should be Yizke V'yire, not Zoyche V'roya. He feels it and he sees it. He will see it. So I want to saw Pshat, it's Al Dech Drush, but Al Zoyche V'roya, if a person is Mis'abel for Yerushalayim and does the Hoggis rightly, like one should do on for the Chob Nabayis, then Zoyche V'roya, he himself sees that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. So many years have gone since the Chob Nabayis. Which Goy is upset for something from hundreds and hundreds of years earlier? Kingdoms have gone. Anybody is upset about it? And nevertheless, years later, Yedda Yid builds his house in a way that he has Chobon Abayis, a continuous reminder. Any person who does it is Zoy Chavaroya. He himself is seeing, continuously seeing that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Now, Chazal made two sorts of takonis in order to remember the Chobon Abayis. One set of takonis is what the Gemara says in Sukkah. It says, Siyon Ein Lo. The Apostle says, Siyon Ein Lo. And Chazal says, Siyon Ein Lo, Mechlal de Boy Drusha. That we should be lacking people finding out about that the Shalayim, the Beis HaMikdash isn't over here. Mechal deboy drusha, we should be finding out about it. Says the Chazal, see it, Mechal deboy drusha, a person has to make himself a reminder all the time of what it was when the Beis HaMikdash was around. And that's not so much that we're Dine Avelis, it's more Tzion Eno, Mechal deboy drusha, that we have to continuously have reminders how good it was when we had the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, one of the Mishalim is that a person nowadays takes Arba Minim on Sukkot for 7 days. Really, Bizman of Beis HaMikdash Chaim and Yerushalayim, you took the Arba Minim for 7 days. In Chutz Laretz, there's no din, only for 1 day. Chazal were masakin that even in Chutz Laretz, we should take it for 7 days to remind us of the days that it was when we had Yerushalayim HaKodesh, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, that we used to keep, we used to do Arba Minim for 7 days. Lots of Hanhogas that we do actually come under that category. Lamoshal, one famous one is the Ramos says in Hilchos Shavuos, we have Milki on Leil Shavuos. On Leil Shavuos, says the Ramos, what's the reason? Reason being because Bezman Abayis used to bring the Shtei Alechem. Nowadays we're not Zeichet to have the Shtei Alechem. But if you have Milki, then you can't have the same bread for Milchig and Fleishig. Therefore, you're going to have two breads. It's going to remind us of the Shtei Alechem. In Shulchan Aruch, you see people always separating the chutim of the tzitzis. Says the Magen Avraham, why do we separate the strings on the tzitzis? Says the Magen Avraham, really, there's no reason to do it. The ikar takana to keep your thread separately is in the days of Chazal when we used to have tcheles. Tcheles, the threads of tcheles and the threads of lovin should both be separate. To remind us of what it was like when we used to have tcheles, the Gaon says, we'll be zeicher back to tcheles, and Mr. Shem and Mashiach will come to remind us that there is a tcheles and there's a mitzvah b'milua of having tcheles on the tzitzis. That's why nowadays we should also keep our threads separate. Similarly, the Shachshuva brings down from the Izeruah that Kabonus that we say after davening in the morning, says the Izeruah, the ideal place to say it is in the Beis HaMikdash. Why in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Shai Tshuva, because the Beis HaMikdash is similar to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was the place where we used to bring the Karbonos. So lots of Takonos for Chazal kept on reminding us of how it used to be in the Beis HaMikdash, in order that we should want the Beis HaMikdash to come back to do the Avodah properly. Magen Avraham says a very interesting thing. We know that you don't look at Bichas Kohenim, at the hands of the Kohenim. Says the Magen Avraham, really, the only problem to look at the hands of the Kohenim is only when they're in the Beis HaMikdash. We used to say the Shema Mefoyish. When you don't say the Shema Mefoyish, says the Magen Avraham, there's no problem to look at the hands of the Kohenim. So, nevertheless, says the Magen Avraham, a mitzvah Shem will be zeichet to the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohenim will do the Duchenim B'Shema Mefoyish, and then there'll be a problem not to look at the hands of the Kohenim. As a reminder, we don't look at the hands of the Kohenim. So lots of places, quite subtle reminders, Chazal made halachas to remind us what it was like when the Beis HaMikdash was there, in order that we should hope and daven for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. The Ner Tomid, the Taz says, the reason why we have Ner Tomid in the Beis HaMikdash is because it's a Mokum of Shechina. That's why we have always in all the Batim Roshim and Ner Tomid hanging in front of the Aron HaKodesh. However, the Adera says that's not the reason. He says the reason why we do it over here, have Ner Tomid and May Chapa Nachmina Laloch, if that's what the reason is because of the Beis HaMikdash, there used to be a menorah. The menorah, the Beis HaMikdash had the menorah burning at all times to remind us of what was like in the Beis HaMikdash, that there was a menorah all the time burning over there. That's why we have a Ner Tomid in the Beis HaMikdash. So lots of takonas that Chazal made to remind us of what the Beis HaMikdash, what it was like in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. That comes under one category called Tzion Ein Lo, Mechal Deboy Drusha, that we should keep on reminding ourselves that we want the Beis HaMikdash and what it was like, how nice the Avodah was when we had the Beis HaMikdash. There's a completely new category, a different set of halachas. The Gemara says, with Ashley from the Pasuk, if I forget Yerushalayim, tishkach imini. Say Chazal, imleis kerich, imleis Yerushalayim, alwish simchasi, that a person befrat at the time of simcha, and even not at the time of simcha, and the time which a person usually would feel in a matter of more comforted, would feel more at peace with himself, then Chazal said, no, remember what it was like. Remember you're in Golos. Remember you're not supposed to be so happy in Golos. And remind yourself that Ayid, Tachanamol, Benken, for them was the Shechinah should come back. Remind yourself that it's not Simcha B'Shlei Musa. Says the Gemara, L'Moshul, a person builds his house, you shouldn't be Messiah your whole bias. A person shouldn't cover the whole house instead, shouldn't paint it all the way. Why? Because the house is not the full house. The full house is the Bais HaMikdash. The Bais HaMikdash is not here, so but our house is, we have to keep it uncovered. These takonas came in various tekufas. There wasn't Chazal came one day and made all the takonas. It came over a period of time. At the beginning, the Mishnah says in Seita that there was Pulmus Shalas Pasiomus. Pasiomus was the father of Titus. He came at the beginning to the Bais HaMikdash. He besieged Jerusalem. The Gemara says in Gittin he was informed that he'd become the Kaiser of Rome, and therefore he left Jerusalem, returned to Rome, and his son Titus Arasha came and destroyed the Bais HaMikdash. But Mishnah says in Aspasiomus, his times they made Pulmush Aspasiomus, they made the Gzeira on Ataris Chasanim. Ataris Chasanim is Machalikis Yishonim, exactly what this crown that the Chasanim used to wear. The Pasuk says in Sheashim, Se'eno Re'eno B'nei Siyoim B'Melech Shlemoi, Bo'atarosh Itcholoi Imoi, B'yoim Chasunose B'yoim Simchas Liboi. B'yoim Chasunose is a crown that a person wears at the time of his Chasna. The Chasanim used to walk around with a crown on the head. Rashi says it was a crown. Tosfos says it was a sort of dome that used to go on top of the Chasanim. And the Gzeira started in Aspasiomus' times. They made the Gzeira that you can't go anymore with these Ataras. In Titus' times, when the situation worsened, then they made the Gzeira on the Kalas also not to go along with their crowns. And so too it continued as it worsened. Chazal made more and more takonas. One of these main takonas, the Chazal, were masakin, like we mentioned earlier, when a person builds a house, he must keep an amma, which he doesn't cover, which he doesn't paint, doesn't cover with sit. According to the Chazon Ish, it's quite a large square area. It's 58 centimeters by 58 centimeters, according to the Chazon Ish. According to Reb Chaim Lo, it's slightly less. It's 48 centimeters by 48 centimeters. Reb Chaim Palachi writes, very interesting, in his Sefer Moed L'Chol Chai, he says, I was makabel for my father, that it said, this product of Manusa, it says, if people don't keep to this Amma al-Amma, then you see the house doesn't have a future like a house that does have. He said, my father pointed out to me that people that kept this takona b'milua, they have the amma and amma marked out like it should be, then b'zoicha, that the house remained intact. This takona of leaving an amma and amma is not, certain things aren't so clear about it in the Shulchan Aruch, but the later Mefarshim discuss it. L'moshel, the Bi'alocha brings down, does the Bais HaMidrash need to have an amma al amma? In the house we have to leave behind an amma and amma, and the Bais HaMidrash do you don't. So the Bi'alocha brings down from the Magen Avraham, from Megodim, that Bais HaMidrash doesn't need it. And interesting, that Yosef Oimitz is a pun. The same thing. What's the reason behind this? As Mephisto Loza says, the reason why a Bais HaMidrash doesn't need, because like you find by the Gzeira of not having music by Suda, when you have Yain, but by Chasna, we're allowed, because Suda Shemitzvah, a Bais HaMidrash is the place of Mitzvah, and therefore they didn't make that Takana. If that's the reason, then so too in the dormitory or these places, also there's no need to keep it behind, because it's a place, Shal Mitzvah. In Yosef Oimitz, he says that the minhag in Frankfurt was that in the Bais HaMidrash they used to leave behind an amma al-amma, not only in a private house, even in the Bais HaMidrash they used to leave it behind. Shops, restaurants, chasna halls are these places which aren't so clear why we don't have an amma al-amma. A chasna hall, it's very nice that we use it for simchas, for chasnas, but as far as the owner is concerned, it's a money-making event, it's a business, it's an income for him. So as far as he's concerned, you can't call it a Bais HaMidrash. It's a place which he rents out for events. L'chayra, that ought to be behind an amma al-amma over there. Rabbi Yashiv says, Rabbi Yashiv discusses shops. He says, shops we don't find. The minig wasn't to leave behind in a shop an amma al-amma. Now, it's Israel, it's very shchiach, that you have a house upstairs, and downstairs in the machsan, people have a separate apartment or whatever for young couple for Shabbos, they redo, they renovate their machsan, their cellar downstairs, which isn't attached to the house. Says Rabbi Yashiv, even though it's not joint onto your house, but it's part of your house. It's the house is upstairs and it's another room downstairs. The X room downstairs doesn't need it because it's considered, it's part of the house that doesn't have it.
Workplace?
So workplace is the same that comes under this heading. A Beis Medrash is not a place that a person lives in. Nevertheless, you see in the Mefarshim that one really ought to have an Beis Medrash. A shop is just in and out, therefore, vice versa, one doesn't need it. But a workplace is l'chayr equivalent to a Beis Medrash, a place that a person's there bekvias. L'chayr ought to have an amal
anywhere in the house.
Slow. So it says in Shulchan Aruch Mashma, as you come into the house, opposite the door, that's the ideal place to have it. There's machlokes in the Mefarshim if whether you should, there's a problem to cover it up or not cover it up. Ideally, if it's there to remind the person that it's opposite of what the Beis Hamikdash was, and I don't have my house in the Miluah to remind me of the Churban HaBayis, then of course it shouldn't be covered up. Mishneh Berurah doesn't like it when people made a design around it or covered it up in a nice way. Something that should be a house which is not finished, unfinished. As soon as you add something extra to it, then it's taking away the whole idea behind it. How many rooms need it? If you rent the house. Now, that's also one of these things which are quite unclear over here. The Chiv in Shulchan Aruch state that if a person is, the house was owned by a Yid, then it's a Chiv. If it's owned by a Yid and I bought it off a Yid and he didn't do it, I'm Mechuyav to do it straight away. If I bought it from a Goy and the Goy wasn't Mechuyav to do it, then when I move into the house, I don't lechatchila have to rip off the plaster and leave, make a reminder. But if I repaint my house, then I'm a chuyuv to do it. Renting a house is something which is very interesting. Renting a house from a yid, the Chaznish said that you're not a chuyuv to go along and damage it, and it's going to be at your cost, and the Balabais is going to be upset with you. Meaning, if the owner is a yid, really the person who rents an apartment is mechuyev to make an amma alamo. But he's not mechuyev to fall out with the person renting it, and if he doesn't want you to do it, then you're not mechuyev to do it. So, Rabbi Yashiv says the same thing. Lechatchila, a person should come along and do it over here, but you're not mechuyev. It's not really your house to make it go ahead and do damage with it. But lechatchila, any person that's living in a house that's either owned by a yid, rather owned by a goy, is mechuyev to set up this amma alamo. How many rooms need to do it? So the Shai Tshuva brings down, he says some of Farshim say that every room should have it. He said the Minhag HaOlam is not to do it in every room. However, we find the Minhagim of the Chav Sofer, the Chaznish, and so too lots of others used to do in every room. I think most people don't have that minhag, but hakaponim, this Zeichel Lechuban that a person does in his bias, a person has to try and do in the best Eifen.
What about the Yeshiva?
So Shiva, if the reason is like the Minchas Aloza, who says that the reason why you don't do it in the Beis Medrash is because it's a place of mitzvah, so Yeshiva Dom is all around the place of mitzvah, so a person doesn't need it. Breaking a plate by Tanoim is also one of the Zachen that Shetan Shulchan Aruch is as a reminder for the Churban HaBayis. The Gaon says very interesting, the difference between by a plate, by a Tanoim you do a Kleich Eres, and by a Chuppah, a Chasna, you do a Kois, a glass, is because a Cheres is something which you can't stick together anymore. A Zchuchis is something you can always repair. By Nisuin, Shetan Chazal, if it doesn't work, you can break it up. But an engagement is a blind exact, there's no way of breaking it up, it's worse off. That's why you do a Kleich Eres. One of the interesting things, which is very unclear, it's very delayed, just for Kitzer, is about listening to music. Listening to music is Shteit in Shulchan Aruch is by Beis Mishta, they asked it. Beis Mishta is not clear what a Beis Mishta is. Beis Mishta really means anywhere you will eat and drink at the same time, but there's wine over there. Nowadays, it's not so shchiach for the Hamanom, they sit down to a meal that you have wine over there. Moshe Shlembach writes in Shulchan Aruch August that anything that you have, Choshev, a big Suda, which would be Mei Chazal, was a Suda of Michael and Yayin, so too Bezman Hazeh, Choshev, so too, says Rabbi Yashiv, you have a Suda Smirim, which is considered the Choshev Suda, a person has to refrain from having music there at the same time. Say this later.